Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast. Now, I keep getting asked, is buy to let dead? What I wanted to do today's episode of the podcast is talk to you about my thoughts on buy to let and why I believe not only is buy to let not dead, but buy to let will never die. I'm on location in one of my properties showing you around a house where it's going to make a massive return on buy to let in the current market. If you want to watch that video, go to the Progressive Property YouTube channel, subscribe to the channel, and watch lots of content on all things property investing. Right, so we've just started the refurb. Let me show you around. So what we've done so far is rip out everything that was here originally. So this is the kitchen, or was the kitchen. The entire thing is gone. We've gone back to brick. So what we're going to be doing is, number one, replastering everything back to brick, but number two is damp proofing the whole floor. So up to about just over a meter high, we'll be completely re-damp proofed. Same in through here, so everything ripped out. We've got good concrete floors. They'll just get re-carpeted and stuff afterwards. Back to brick completely, ripped out the old cupboards, ripped out everything. Now, one of the big advantages of this house, even though it looks really poor quality right now, is this is a C-rated energy performance certificate already. So in another house, if it was D or E-rated EPC, we would go all the way back to brick right to the top. Here we don't need to. These walls can stay, they're all smooth, they're all good. So we only have to go up to the level of the damp proofing and replaster to that level. New skirting boards, we'll fit new doors, and everything will be brand new. So it's an old terraced house with completely brand new internals. So you got your sitting room, your kitchen, and in through to your bathroom. Again, in here, we've ripped everything out. The sink is gone, the shower is gone, the bath. The shower itself, we've left just because it's electric, so the electrician will be coming in, ripping that out. The toilet, we always leave the toilets. Don't do that again. The builders use them as well. It doesn't flush, right? So we'll do that again. We always leave the toilets because the builders will use the toilet while they're doing the refurbishment, and then when they finish the bathroom, we'll quickly swap the toilet round. It saves builders. And think about this: there's no toilet in a house for a builder. Where are they going to go? Outside. Neighbors watching them. Complaints. So always keep your toilet in your refurbs until the very last minute. Just got two bedrooms. Again, here, we're gonna leave these walls, just repaint them, the walls are fine. But the front wall, this had some damp on it. So we've just gone right back to brick on it all. We're gonna damp proof it, plasterboard it, and make a whole new finish to that wall. The rest of the room is just really basic cosmetic refurbishment. And bedroom number two, same thing, just leave the walls, paint, decorate, not a huge amount to do in here. And then there is a cupboard here. Now, one of the options, in the cupboard at the moment there's a boiler. One of the options you could do with these houses is, if this room was a little bit wider, would be put a corridor here, and then use this as a staircase to go up into the attic room. We're not going to be doing it here. Sometimes people look at these and they would say, oh, I'll turn this two bed into a three bed. We do a lot of two beds into three beds. In this property, by splitting this to create a corridor to go up into the attic, would make bedroom number two too small, but also the cost of the works would not add the value. Sometimes the vanity of making it a three bed doesn't make sense financially due to the cost of the works. What we did do was remove this space to get into the attic, took out the attic, the loft hatch, and looked at the space to see if there was potential to go up, and we've determined that it's not worthwhile financially. For what you'll get extra on rent against what you'll get extra on the value versus the cost of doing the work, sometimes what looks like a good idea financially is not a good idea. Now, I want to disrupt this video for 1 minute. I've got a question for you. I want to know, please let me know in the comments your thoughts on how that caravan got there. How did it get there? Why did it get there? How did it get there? Why did it get there? What is going on with that caravan? By the way, let me know in the comments. I'll be approaching the owner and trying to figure out how to get it not there, because it would help with my tenants to not have to look at that thing every time they look out their window. However, why did I pick this property up as a bargain? Well, a lot of people that would come and view this property will look at it and go, oh, I'm not buying this property. There's a caravan blocking my view. But what do I know? I know that this property is a lifetime purchase and that caravan will not be there forever. Before I get into the detail on this deal and on buy to let in 2023, there's a completely free report in the pinned comments and the description that you can download and start to learn how you can build your property portfolio just like this. Is buy to let dead? If you go on Google and type in is buy to let dead, you will see reports from 2001, 2005, 2009, 2011, 2015, 2020, and 2023, and every other year in between. Literally every single year, newspapers, media will put stuff out there saying buy to let is dead. Buy to let is very much alive and kicking. There is people not born today who will become millionaires in property. There is people watching this video who will become millionaires in property. Whether they're 18 years old, 28 years old, 58 years old, or any other year in between, 68, 78, you can become wealthy in property investing at any time in any year with the right action. Why is there so much talk all the time about buy to let being dead? It's very simple. It sells newspapers. Bad news sells. Also, most people love to talk about problems. Most people love to talk about the challenges and the fears and to give themselves reasons to feel comfortable with doing nothing. Oh, I'd love to do property, but. Oh, I'd love to get started in this, but. But it's the wrong time, but I'm in the wrong area, but I don't have any money. Excuse after excuse after excuse. It's easier to make excuses than it is to take action. Simple. Andrew Tate says buy-to-let property investing is a bad idea. He doesn't want to own property. Well, I say bullshit to that. With everybody, certain things they say are true, certain things they say are not true. From my point of view, Andrew Tate is somebody who has got a lot of great points, but there's a lot of stuff about him that is not good. Most of it is. I like his approach. I like what he talks about when he talks about the Matrix and you know, freedom of speech, and that we have lost our freedoms. However, many of his beliefs are stuff that I don't necessarily buy into. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. From my point of view, there's a lot of stuff that I think he's 100% correct on, but maybe his approach to delivering the message is not 100% correct. But there's reasons why he doesn't like property. For me, property investing will always be the tried, tested, and proven way to build wealth. For Andrew, owning property could be a big problem. Why? Because the governments are after him. They're trying to cancel him. For you, for me, for normal people, owning buy-to-let property, the government are not going to cancel you. They're not going to come after you. If you get so big that you're making 8 to 20 million quid a month, yeah, you don't necessarily need property investing. But if you are in a job, exchanging time for money, building somebody else's wealth for 2, 3, 4 grand a month, then property investing is your most likely method of getting ahead. The thing I love about property investing is it allows average people to become wealthy. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need to be a massive marketer. You don't need to be the most Googled man on the planet to learn how to buy a house, paint it, decorate it, stick a new kitchen in, and make a bit of money from it. It is your best shot at success. How can anybody say buy to let is dead? People need homes to live in. There is a shortage of property in the UK right now. They're not building enough homes. The government are not solving the problem around the housing crisis. The more they penalise landlords, the less landlords in the market, the higher the rents are going to go. It's supply and demand. This house here, right, this is not a first-time buyer home. A first-time buyer is not going to come in here and go, ooh, let's buy this property and move our sofa in. It's too much work for them. This needs an investor to bring a shitty, horrible, rundown house back into use to be a nice, clean, tidy home for somebody. You come into a property like this. We purchased it for 70 grand. 70 grand. We're going to spend 15 to 20 on a refurb, and it's going to be worth 115 to 120 grand done up. That's over 20 grand of equity from one property. Most people will spend half a year at least working in a job, if not an entire year, to earn 20 grand. You can do it from just one deal. Buy-to-let's not dead. Buy-to-let has never been dead. Buy-to-let will be alive and kicking in 50, 60, 100, 200 years' time. Why? Because one of the fundamental needs of human society is a home over their heads. And most people are not in a position to buy their own, and the government are not helping them to buy their own. That's why buy-to-let will never die. And if you sit at home and you're thinking, oh, buy-to-let's dead, I'm not sure about buy-to-let, I'm going to wait for the right time, other people are out there picking these deals up right now. These types of properties are in your towns. Everywhere you go, on your streets, within a 5-minute walk of your front door, there is properties that you can add value to. There will be people in your town doing deals this year, making money from property this year, and next year, and the year after. And the difference between them and you is action. And you might say, I don't have the money. That's an excuse. You might say you don't have the time. That's an excuse. You do have the money because it's all around you. It might not be in your bank account, but it is in the world. If you're going to build a large property business, you are not going to do it with your own money. So why try to use your own money? Stop trying to save your way to success. Educate and network your way to success. If you want to learn how you can build your property business right now, then there's a completely free report in the pinned comments and in the description where you can get started in property right now and build your property investment portfolio. Everything you need to know to get started in property, to get your first deals done, go download it right now and make sure you like, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss future videos. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing. I'll see you next time.